prepare yourself for a talk radio experience like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome and thank you for joining us. We are live. It is the 28th day of October, 2007. We'll be live here for the next 2 hours. We'll also have wide open phones, toll free at 877-590-5525. Wherever you're listening to us out of the station that we send the syndicated feed out of, News Radio 590 KLBJ here deep in the heart of Texas, 836-0590. What are the stacks of news I have in front of me today? Number one, FEMA held fake news conference during wildfires. Why is that important? We'll break it down. Also, Homeland Security strikes deal with New York on driver's license for illegal aliens. Absolute treason against this nation by Homeland Security. Also, New Jersey confirms 4 more cases of deadly flesh-eating bacteria, and why that's so important, because this different strains of this are spreading all over the country and causing thousands of deaths a year now. Now they're popping up in public schools, you name it, another little tidbit the illegal aliens bring in. And we will also get into a really frightening bill that passed the House by 94%, 402 votes. Thought crime bill could ensnare peaceful activists. Says the government will decide if your speech stirred up groups that they then claim are terrorists later. Of course, Europe and much of the world have destroyed any free speech, and now they're trying it here in the United States. Also, I was on with Ian Punnett on Coast to Coast AM and Art Bell's old slot last night for 3 full hours, and I won over Ian Punnett by the end of it, because he is very well versed in the history of eugenics and neo-eugenics, and really shocked him and the audience. If you heard that show, it's carried on many affiliates that to pick up this Sunday transmission or my weekday show. I'd like to continue that discussion today and flesh out a few of the things I didn't have time to get in there, because I have the actual documents here where our government funded China's one-child policy. Where the governments of the U.S. and England in the late 40s stated their plan for population extermination and control, and many of the quotes by the world's elite making this statement. I mean, this is the big story, the story that really nobody else is reporting, and so we're covering it here today, issues that really matter, ladies and gentlemen. First off, let's go ahead and play about a minute or so with the FEMA spokesman out there giving a fake news conference, and we'll go into the full magnitude of this that a lot of the media is spinning, but that Reuters and the AP actually got right, and here is a little piece of that.
There are 19 other shelters in the area, and given the duration here, they're expecting the shelters will need to be resupplied with basic commodities of cots and blankets, food and water. There are enough supplies in San Diego as we stand now, and FEMA has additional cots and blankets, water. It's en route from our supply center and at Moffett Field just south of San Francisco that's being driven and flown down to a Ford Station area at March Air Force Base, just outside of the fire area. So I think we're well ahead of the requirement, and we'll be able to make sure that all the shelters that are stood up are, in fact, all sustained and have sufficient materials and
parties. All right. It goes on and on. If you go up to PrisonPlanet.com or TruthNews.us, you can watch the whole 20-something minute press conference. Why is this important? I try to get this across to people. FEMA is in control of this broadcast right now. Every radio station, every TV station in this country in 1996 by federal law had to put FEMA boxes, emergency alert system boxes, in the final chain where all the audio equipment goes into the tower transmitter. at the broadcast booth and then at the tower. They have the takeover systems to take over every radio and TV station in the country. Now, before, I guess when the federal government thought that they could trust a pliant public, you would have a couple stations locally who had feeds hooked into FEMA, and then other stations would tune to that emergency broadcast frequency to do that. And in the late 90s, I covered the documents. I was sitting in radio studios every day, watching it be installed, having it take over my radio show several times. And I was going over the fact that this was all part of continuity of government and was being put into place so they could have a martial law takeover of this nation. Earlier in 2007, in February, in Chicago, TV and radio broadcast a presidential martial law directive announcing civil emergency and the takeover and suspension of the Constitution. Then they claimed that that was a computer malfunction that issued those codes. So the people that stage fake press conferences, the people who go around doing gun confiscation all over Louisiana, the people who will hold back aid for 5 days but then come confiscate your guns, the people that will have there at the Superdome pallets of food stacked up 100 feet high for 3 days and won't give it to people. They are there for continuity of government. They are there for martial law takeover. That's what they were founded for. That's what the declassified documents show. It's what the John Warner Defense Authorization Act states. It's what the Military Commissions Act states. It's what Presidential Decision Directive 51 states. By the way, just record this show or go back and listen to the podcast and just take each term I said and type it into Google and you'll find it on the WhiteHouse.gov. This is not my opinion. This is a fact. This has nothing to do with national security. This has to do with them being able to control information. But it is government. They've got the power, but at the same time, they're a bunch of buffoons, and so they're screwing all this up and getting caught doing it. Do you remember 3 years ago it broke that $1.8 billion in fake news packages and fake news reports had been purchased and that they had paid TV stations across the country to air them? Billions of dollars. It isn't just that the stations were airing the fake news and saying it was real for money off White House package news feeds. It was that they were also taking the money, which wasn't just about airing the feeds. In many cases, it was double what the time would actually cost. It was about buying influence with those radio stations, with those TV stations, with those print magazines. It also then came out that thousands of reporters had illegally, in the Congressional Budget Office, the General Accounting Office, two separate Solicitor General investigators for Congress, by the way, under the Republican leadership at the time 3 years ago, found that each case, and there were thousands of them, was a serious felony offense. See, in a free society, we don't have fake reporters on TV on the payroll. Now, most of you heard about New York Times reporters getting money for aluminum tube stories, and or you heard about Armstrong Williams paid $244,000 a pop to go out and tell people that it was conservative to have big socialist programs like No Child Left Behind and, you know, federalizing education. But that was the tip of the iceberg. It was thousands of reporters bought and paid for. And other fake packages like the retiring General Tommy Franks going around saying, prefacing on TV and radio, and I saw it for what it was when it happened. Now, I'm not partisan, and I'm not part of a party, and I'm just here as a citizen to give you my opinion. I think the war's going great, and everything's wonderful, and I think martial law is coming soon for our own good. Well, I pegged it as a paid broadcast, and then sure enough, it came out in the Congressional Budget Office and General Accounting Office, indeed, that he had been paid $500,000+ in 2004. To go around and give speeches coast to coast saying martial law is coming, that'll keep you safe. I mean, does that not chill you? Illegal media purchase, okay, $500,000 as an agent of influence, to, that's what they call it, to run around and to do all of this. So, of course, FEMA had a fake news conference, wouldn't let the media in, had their people in suits and reporter outfits stage the event. Now, usually they don't have to do this. Pliant local reporters just take whatever lazily is given to them and regurgitate it back out. All right, this is a big story. We're going to break it down, take your calls, and a lot more on the other side. I'm Alex Jones. The websites are prisonplanet.tv, prisonplanet.com, and truthnews.us. Keep it locked in.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Ted Anderson from Midas, October 26, 2007, gold $777.50. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for $801.21, $394.95 for half, $197.48 for quarter. That's $801.15, $394.95, and $197.48. Hedge funds caught in the malaise of mortgage bankruptcies. The bond market continues to slump. J.P. Morgan gets caught in a $10 billion bad deal for Chrysler. Housing sales fell 6.6%. Mortgage giant Countrywide showed mortgage payment woes spreading to the middle and upper class. Investors cast out on investment banks. Credit protection insurance for mortgage lenders is skyrocketing due to the increased risk. The U.S. dollar is free-falling against foreign currencies, and countries that previously financed the U.S. are now seeking safer alternatives. Economist Rudy Boyd published the report Bubble Leaking. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-330-8794. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-330-8794. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-330-8794. 1-800-330-8794.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network. Raging for the truth, exposing corruption, dismantling the false left-right paradigm. He's Alex Jones.
That's right. When one-fifth of Americans in major studies can't tell where the U.S. is on a map, that only encourages the big global corporations to come in here and rip off our government and engage in total grabs and take over the society. You can't just sit around sucking your thumbs and be free. If you want to be free, you're going to have to A, be informed, and B, you're going to have to fight for it. Even societies where people are free and informed, they tend to get taken over and getting their lunch eaten. We're in a lot of trouble. The good news is every major poll and study shows the people are finally waking up to that. And, yes, we got a call earlier asking us, what's Alex, you know, doing, talking about fake newscasts? Well, where is this? I don't see any proof. There he goes again, making this stuff up. I mean, is it a fake news conference? Here is Reuters. FEMA held fake news conference during wildfires. And if you go on to read in the story, it says that reporters were not allowed in to the meeting. They were given a telephone number outside and told they could listen in but could not ask questions. And it goes on in another Reuters story. U.S. agency apologized for fake wildfire news. And another one, Chertoff rips phony press event. Yeah, he rips his own work. That's like Bush when he orders torture, then sending people to prison that followed his orders. Yes, this is really going on. They had dozens and dozens of FEMA employees, a room full, dressed up in costumes like reporters with pads of paper and with audio devices and cameras to come in and pan the crowd and show a fake news conference so that no tough questions would be answered. And so FEMA could lie and say, you know, that only 800 houses had been destroyed when it was 1,800 and they knew it at that time, now more. And so they could talk about their great quick response and how good they are. See, that's not a free society. That's the Soviet Union. That's Russia. Now, we're not that far along down the rat hole yet, down the toilet bowl yet, but they certainly are trying to do that. And I want you to know, if you ever hear every radio and TV station saying, Hillary Clinton, our godlike leader, has, you know, the nuke went off in Chicago. She's declaring civil emergency for your freedom. All guns must be handed in. She is a great leader. And you suddenly hear, you know, all these FEMA broadcasts, they've taken over. Or it could be George Bush, or it could be whoever else. They own both parties. Now, the good news is this word is now out, so they may not be able to use it. But they can punch one button and take everything over today. And they admit they've got thousands of fake newscast reports, news readers, TV feeds ready to roll, prepackaged for any contingency, just to tell you whatever they want. Do you understand? You give elites this type of power throughout history, whether it was Rome or Nazi Germany or England, they will use it. And elites have never had powers at this level to be able to carry this type of thing out. So, there you have it. Fake newscast, so they could go and not have any serious questions asked. It'd be one thing if they just had a statement and claimed they were on the front lines and couldn't have reporters there. But no, they wanted to have fake people in reporter costumes, FEMA employees, standing there and showing it to you on TV. Go watch the news feeds. It's online. All these fake reporters. Again, is that home of the free, land of the brave? Well, they've been running those ops in Iraq for a long time. The Pentagon started in 2002, the Office of Strategic Information. And they admitted that they were spending billions a year on fake news in the U.S. Again, that's the Pentagon doing that. That's Caesar bringing his propaganda corps, his black op corps, his info propagandist over the Rubicon. For those who don't know history, that's when it all started. The Roman Republic fell, 400 years of no kings, of somewhat free society, and Julius Caesar brought his troops across the Rubicon River in the north out of what, of course, then was Austria, and made himself dictator. Well, having the military buy billions of dollars of fake news and every other federal major agency buying billions of dollars a year in fake news and staging press conferences is bringing the propaganda corps across the Rubicon. Now, their propaganda, the false news reports and propaganda for decades overseas, always leaked back in, and they knew that, but they claimed it was a loophole. But now they're domestically with, I mean, the Pentagon announced earlier this year they have the Central Command in Florida paying thousands of private bloggers and having thousands of psychological warfare experts at the base out blogging and putting out propaganda. Absolutely. We've route-traced people attacking me on message boards right back to Defense Department computers at CENTCOM. CENTCOM is engaging me. Because I don't want a North American Union. I want sovereignty. I want the Second Amendment. I literally bleed red, white, and blue. I'm 110% defender of the Republic. They now work for the global government that is dismantling this country and telling you that it doesn't exist while it's happening, saying there's no North American Union when it was officially formed November 24th, 2004. In Baylor University with Vicente Fox and then Prime Minister Paul Martin. Fox on Larry King Live and on The Daily Show a month ago admitted that we are in a North American Union. There's a plan to scrap the dollar and bring in the Amero. But before they can scrap the dollar, they have to totally devalue it. It devalued by another cent last week. Now a 64% devaluation in our precious dollar, all we had left. The global banks are directly assaulting all this country had left. First, they got rid of our industry. First, they sold us out to foreign interest. And by driving down the dollar, they can now send in foreign interest to buy up the infrastructure, what's left, for pennies on the dollar. Do you read me? Let's go ahead and take a call from Mike in Alaska. Mike, you've been holding the longest. Welcome to the airwaves, sir.
Alex, yes. Hey, how you doing? My name's Mike. I'm a fellow Texan and your brother up here in Alaska.
Welcome.
Hey, I just wanted to know if you heard about House Resolution 1955.
Yes, sir. We have an article on PrisonPlanet.com from Friday. Thought crime bill could ensnare peaceful activists. Fears that government could define internet radicalization, that's their quote, and criticism as terrorism mount. Actually says that in the bill.
Yeah, it's crazy. I don't know what it's going to do to people who have websites out there.
The criminals that are staging fake press conferences and the criminals that think they can have CENTCOM run this country have got another thing coming.
Oh, man, this is just unbelievable. I weep. I weep for our country that our rights have eroded this far. I just can't believe it. I think that if Ron isn't elected, we're doomed. You know, I don't think there's any way to get around that. I think we're going to have to really all get out there and support Ron Paul.
I agree with you. Look, it's come to this point. You have global financial interests that publicly have sworn to world government. You have the head of the Naval War College coming out and giving speeches, Professor Thomas Barnett on C-SPAN 2 years ago, saying the military works for Wall Street and foreign banks, and, quote, wants to set up a world government. The CIA put out a report last year called The U.S. and the New World Order. Okay, we don't have a future as a country in this system. And just like Julius Caesar or Hitler or anybody else, ravenous wolves, as, of course, former President in his farewell addresses as president, Dwight D. Eisenhower talked about. Look, if you let elites get power and you let them be unchecked, they will, like a wolf, try to come in and gorge themselves on the blood of a free society. And they are lined up. They're trying to do this. They're probing. They're testing. They're seeing what they can get away with. They're staging terror events and provocateuring terror events to see if they can come in here and bring down this country, the big prize. Iraq and Iran aren't the prize. The U.S. is the prize. The United States is the prize. We're the country they want to bring down. I'm desperately trying to defend this republic, and if that's the way it is, I'll go down with the ship. We'll come back. Take more of your calls. Stay with me.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report here on Genesis After Alex, 2 to 4 p.m. Monday to Friday and Sunday 8 to 10. The First Line of Defense Kit is a designed kit to give you daily protection and also from the big nasty infections like resistant TB, Acinetobacter, and viruses that are spreading worldwide. NutriDefense blocks passage and entry into your cells with natural technologies of custom designed. NutriMune boosts your natural killer cell activity with a capacity second to none. Defense wipes will kill pathogens on contact without any toxicity to babies or the environment. And nanomasks are truly certified to block even the smallest virus particles. Together, this is called the First Line of Defense Kit. Order yours for family protection today and for the big biodefense challenges in the future, including avian flu and bioweapons releases or accidents. Call at 888-212-8871 to order, or securely online at Nutri Medical, N-U-T-R-I with an I, medical.com. That's again 888-212-8871.
Do you suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, unbalanced cholesterol, or clogged arteries? Do you want to live free of sickness, pain, and fear with increased vitality? Today, you're going to learn about an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and improved circulation. It's called Heart and Body Extract, and it's going to change your life. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, was astonished by how quickly the product worked for her.
Within 2 weeks of using the formula, my blood pressure went from 160 over 110 to 120 over 70. Typically, a person will notice a difference within the first bottle.
So exactly how does Heart and Body Extract work?
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal, and irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with the product.
My experience has been tremendous. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Dr. Shreve also witnessed the positive effects with his patients.
This is the most encouraging development that I think that I have seen in a long while in dealing with these patients who are so ill. I am just amazed.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll-free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Are moving so fast right now that an incredible story like H.R. 1955 passing the House last Wednesday, October 23rd, now headed to the Senate. 90+% of the congressmen, both parties, went with it. And this isn't one of these bills where it's not, where it's foggy and you find the real meat in the U.S. Code Amendment. It just clearly, openly states that they're going to make it illegal to criticize the government, and that talking about government corruption foments, you don't have to call for violence or even say you're for violence. It's like the Soviet Union. They had these rules where they would decide if something was illegal. They would decide if it was hurtful. We've heard national talk show host Glenn Beck on his radio show Friday said that, quote, Alex Jones is very dangerous, 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 dangerous. He said, we're fomenting people to go out and be violent. I mean, that is so un-American that I'm here saying there's fake newscasts. How many years have you heard me talk about fake newscasts, fake news conferences, fake propaganda? Now you hear about FEMA doing it. I have the congressional record. This is serious. When I get up here and say PDD 51 states that the president is a dictator and Congress has no authority anymore, which, by the way, the president can't lawfully do, but he's just declared it, like Hitler couldn't declare that over the Reichstag, but he did it over Parliament. It's the same thing. And then I have all these law scholars on, and even mainstream news admits it's tyranny. And again, Bush is just a puppet. He's going to pass these powers on, probably, to the next president. They own these parties. And while we debate which party we're from and who's going to get the nod and all these distractions, the establishment moves forward with the control. This is what elites have done throughout history. They want power. They want to dominate. They want control. That's why they're in power. And until you start getting conscious about that, things are going to get bad. Wait till you finally get the news that the dollar's destroyed. Wait till you finally get news that they've sacked the economy. The very people that have done it will then, by the middle of next year, pose as the saviors and blame it on some distractionary issue and move you into even more despotic control. Now, the good news is these elites have not gotten everything they want throughout history. They are not invincible. They do make mistakes. And if we as a society take action, they can be defeated. I got a bunch of other news coming up I want to get into, dealing with Homeland Security, legalizing illegal aliens, and other things that will just blow your mind. Well, I guess they won't. Many of you are already aware of it, but there's been some new developments. But first off, let's get to some of your calls here. Let's see who else has been holding the longest here. Let's talk to Mario in New York, who says he disagrees. Go ahead, Mario. You're on the air.
How you doing, Alex?
Well, I'm not doing too well. This country that I beloved and that my family lives in for many generations is in deep crises right now. I'm very upset.
Oh, okay. I think you need, sir, it's not been that much of a crisis.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what is not in a crisis?
This country, sure, there are a lot of things wrong, but you blow things out of proportion.
I blow the fact that there are 30 million illegal aliens in this country who have been taught to be nationalistic from their own nation and who openly talk about taking over this nation.
They don't openly talk about taking over the nation.
Oh, really? There aren't 670-plus billboards in L.A., reported on by the Associated Press, Human Events, and WorldNet Daily for a year and a half now that say L.A. is Mexico?
So you hear that stuff and you take it as fact all the time.
Excuse me?
You hear that stuff.
So you don't think it threatens our sovereignty to have 30 million illegal aliens here and now the government wants them to all be able to bring in 12 family members? You don't think the dollar, with a 64% devaluation and plunging about a cent a week, and that there's not much more it can drop, buddy. If that continues, in 40 weeks, it'll be worth nothing. In 30-something weeks, it'll be worth nothing.
How are you going to stop? How are you going to reverse that?
Okay, but that is not a crisis. You're telling me your dollar being turned into toilet paper is not a pull your hair out, freak out, run down the street waving your arms. That is not a freak out. I can't talk to you, man. I mean, when you were 2 years old, they set you in front of a television in your dirty diapers. You watch 6-8 hours of TV a day. Your brain never wired properly. And frankly, talking to you, it's an insult to humanity. Okay, I mean, and I'm sorry for you. It's painful to talk to you. The country's gone, folks, and you, the yuppies, none of you can see it, but you will see it once it finally runs the ground completely. We've already hit a bunch of rocks, and we're taking on water fast, and you're stumbling around acting cool. Fine, just have it your way, Mario. Let's talk to Jeff in Mass. Jeff, you're on the air worldwide.
Well, Alex, I have to agree with you 100% where this country is going towards. And what the last caller doesn't realize is this. When the second shoe hits, meaning a nuke goes off, and when Mario and others see tanks on the streets, whether it's in New York or Boston, then they will realize the country is...
They won't realize. They're going to run out and cheer it.
Well,
they're going to love it. And our military is becoming predominantly felon and illegal alien.
Think
about that. 20% of the troops in Iraq are illegal aliens legalized. They're now been hiring quietly for 7 years, but now publicly aggravated felons. It's like Stalin and Hitler opened the jails up. I mean, it's just every mercenary troops, criminal troops, they're following every textbook. Boom, 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 boom.
Well, Alice, you're absolutely right. And let me add this, which is when it's foreign troops on our streets and when the eugenics program gets really put into place, really ramped up, and we have a Chinese communist system, it will then be too late, and you're right. People will go along with it.
Actually, they're going to cower in fear as the economy gets worse and go out and grovel. I saw in 98 the federal plans, how they're going to have tattletale squads that can pay minimum wage in gray uniforms. And there's not going to be the industry. It's all going to be tattletale squads and checkpoints on highways and people groveling and the studs on TV and black uniforms and boots and all the girls have got to have them because Madison Avenue says so. I mean, it's just sick. It's so sick. It's disgusting. The federal government, I couldn't believe it 6 years ago when they hired Marcus Wolf, the former head of the Stasi. I didn't believe it and went to the Federal Register and actually looked at his $1 million paycheck. Then they hired Primakov, the former head of the KGB, to help design Homeland Security. You cannot make stuff like that up. It is so Twilight Zone, Alice in Wonderland, Fruitland, just like fake FEMA news conferences. There's still pockets of resistance. There's a lot of people waking up. That's the good news. I don't think they're going to get away with it. But people, you better realize I'm not putting a bad face on this. I'm not putting a bad face on this. This is happening. And I literally know what I'm doing is very dangerous, and I'm intensifying how hardcore I am and how out in the open I am because I am committing myself to this country and to the people that live here. Let's take another call. Let's go ahead and talk to Dylan in New York. You're on the air worldwide.
How you doing, Commander?
Good.
I just got to tune into your show a while ago. I don't know if I have an exact stance on the immigration issue, but I don't really get to listen to the show often, to be perfectly frank with you. I just wanted to call in and say what's up.
Well, Dylan Avery, it's good to hear from you, Loose Change Director.
Yes, sir, and I feel bad. I've been trying to get in touch with you all day, and then I just figured why not. I don't get to listen to his show much anyway, so I'm parked here on an exit off the interstate going into your show. So here I am, buddy.
Well, awesome, Dylan. Well, if you're trying to get in touch with me, let me just call you when I get off in an hour and 18 minutes. I promise I'll call you right then on your cell phone.
Yeah, sure. And again, I don't mean to call you and bug you during your show, but we got kind of cut off earlier, and I felt bad that I didn't get to talk to you again.
Well, Dylan, I promise you, I didn't know you were trying to get in touch with me. I'll call you as soon as the show's over. Hey, what do you think about all the fake FEMA news conferences?
I think it's ridiculous, Alex. And, I mean, they're just getting more and more brazen about the steps that they're taking to reduce our liberties.
Well, we saw fake news conferences on 9/11, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. We saw some fake news coming out before the towers even fell.
They were telling us Building 7 was going to fall and just how it was going to fall an hour before. Hey, Dylan, I'll talk to you real soon.
Sure, Alex. I'll talk to you then.
Take care. We'll be right back on the other side. This is 110% last ditch defense of the Republic.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful when food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky. It's Non-X-Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach. Let's go look.
I'm Non-X-Man, and your toenails need Non-X nail gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Non-X nail gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic when you're barefoot.
Oh, I will, Non-X Man.
Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails. Don't let Non-X Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Non-X Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Longs, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Philo, and Rite Aid.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
For the real deal, the front lines of the info war, the final last-ditch defense of the Republic against all enemies of the Republic, foreign and domestic. You have found it. I personally, many years ago, drew the ire and the attention of the globalists, but they have not wished to crush me because they know it will draw too much attention to the information we're bringing forward. And on the subject of government-sponsored terror, corruption, destruction of our sovereignty, we have cleaned their clocks, and we are not going to go away because ideas are bulletproof. Before I go back to open phones, the next hour we're going to Homeland Security's high treason, and I mean high treason, but that's what they're designed to do. I want to just remind you that Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, how the modern science of eugenics grew out of the earlier science of eugenics, neo-eugenics, now upon us. How they control every major dominant Western government of the planet, why they want to bring in a world government, their plan to massively reduce forcibly the population. We'll be covering some of that next hour. It is out on DVD now. You can get it at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. And you're authorized for nonprofit educational purposes, and I want you to get it and make copies of it and spread it around because it is my masterpiece. It shows who the global elite, who they are, how they operate, what their plans are, the North American Union, the EU, the African Union, the Asian Union, all their own documents, their own speeches, their own admissions. Then we go to the Bilderberg Group in Canada in 2006, show you that. Istanbul, Turkey, a few months ago, about 5 months ago now, in Turkey, showing their event that Governor Rick Perry went to and others. And the media 5-6 years ago didn't say it existed, by the way. They'd say I was crazy, it didn't exist. Now it's in the Dallas Morning News and New York Times. But they say world government and secret groups are good running things. You know, they spin it and say it's wonderful. And then we spend the second half of the film, 2-hour, 20-minute documentary, detailing how the SS officer, Prince Bernhard, husband to the Queen of the Netherlands, whose daughter runs Bilderberg today, founded Bilderberg, founded World Wildlife Fund, how the global carbon tax is about restricting and controlling and sterilizing the population, controlling the population. They need those funds to put all that in place. All the admitted chemical, biological, radiological testing they've done on our country and other nations. We just scratched the tip of the iceberg, but spent 20 minutes in rapid succession listing the declassified examples of where our governments kill us. These are all admitted. There's no debating it. So you can understand that they will do this in a greater way in the future if we do not resist them and fight them. And let it not be said that Americans didn't fight. Let it not be said that we were all decadent slobs who didn't care and couldn't find our own capital on a map of the country on a map. Let it be said that all of us weren't slugs. Some of us still believe in the land of the free, home of the brave, and we're against fake news conferences and martial law declarations. You know, Bush in May 9th said that Congress was no longer involved in emergency and government. Then he, a few weeks later, at the last SPP meeting in Canada, publicly said the UN is over the U.S. during emergencies. Public declaration. We're seeing unbelievable things now on a weekly basis. And they plan to launch World War III and use that as a unifying factor so we'll accept martial law domestically. It's basic psychology, and people better get a crash course in this. You can also see in-game blueprint for global enslavement at prisonplanet.tv right now. And, folks, it's in such high-quality streams that if you've got a good connection, you can watch it at four times T1 speeds. Gigantic file. It is as clear as television. Not quite as crisp as DVD. If you really watch it up close on the screen, you can see a little bit of graininess. But it is such high quality. Three different forms of Flash, three different forms of QuickTime, three different forms of Windows, 15 cents a day, prisonplanet.tv. Go get your membership right now and start downloading and burning copies of Endgame onto disk and onto DVD, depending on which res you want to put it out at, and give it to everybody. I want Endgames all over this country this week. I want Endgame. I want people knee-deep in Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. Again, it's up to you. You know the score. We've given you the info weapon to take on the enemy. Will you take up the sword in the info war against the enemy who has declared no quarter attack combat on humanity? A ruthless global elite using social Darwinistic scientific systems to poison and dumb down the population. All right, let us now go ahead and go to the next caller. Let's go ahead and talk to Brian in Alabama. Brian, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, this is Brian from We Are Change Alabama chapter and WTPRN. People need to know tomorrow in Atlanta, Georgia, Cherry Peel Jackson, the same Cherry Peel Jackson that was in America Freedom of Fascism, is going on trial in front of the IRS in Atlanta, Georgia.
And I've been meaning to try to get her on. I have had a lot of problems. You ought to, if you've got her number, you ought to leave that with us, and we will try to get her on. But let me just give people some background, because remember, patriots tend to get in their own little nest and never grow outside that, because we don't explain to everybody. Joe Bannister was listening to talk radio, and put him on hold for a minute because I want to go back to him in a second. Joe Bannister was an armed Treasury agent. He did IRS raids on, you know, multimillionaire criminals, you name it. You know, people in organized crime. And he was driving in 1997, actually, down the Central Coast Highway there in San Francisco. And he heard the big local talk station with D.V. Kidd, who was exposing the IRS, and he heard that it was a private offshore corporation. The Federal Reserve had taken over in 1913. All this information, and he didn't believe it. He spent 2 years documenting it. And in 1999, I was the first person to interview Joe Bannister. I flew there. I was there covering urban warfare takeover drills with the Marines on video, training to take Americans' guns and admitting it. I mean, that's all on tape in Police Take 2000. But I also got an interview with Joe Bannister. And Joe then, for the next 4 years, 5 years, went public, spoke coast to coast, still paid the taxes, saying, it's like the mafia. I still pay him, he said. They charged him, arrested him. A jury found him not guilty of all the things they charged him with. And now all these other people are being found not guilty. Just a few weeks ago in Las Vegas, 9 defendants were found not guilty of 163 charges, because now they can present and show that it is an offshore corporation, it is a fraud. Now, Ms. Jackson that you talk about, I'm well aware of her case. Ms. Jackson went out and spoke coast to coast for a few years, and now they've grabbed her. And so they're going after her. So that's why this case is so important. Let me just now go back to Brian. Brian, go ahead and make your point.
Well, what I want to get to is, I know people have been asking, how can you become a part of change? Well, here's your chance. I will be there tomorrow at 9:30 a.m. to be at this trial. If you want to make a difference and you want to help restore this republic, please, I'm begging you, be there. Bring your cameras. Bring your Ron Paul information. Bring your change. Let's make
tell people specifically what the courthouse is, where it is, what time.
The courthouse is located on 75 Spring Street, Southwest, Atlanta, Georgia. The name of the building is the Richard B. Russell Federal Building. The trial starts at 9:30 a.m. You should get there by 8. No later than 8.
Absolutely. And I want people to call in to my weekday show tomorrow and fill me in as all of this develops. I need to get her on. Trey, we need to get her on. I know you've been trying, haven't you? Because I've been for a while wanting to get her on. And so we'll call Cryer first thing in the morning, that lawyer that just beat the IRS down in Louisiana that was all over the national news. And then let's also call Beecraft. I think he'll probably even be there. We should have been all over that. We can't do everything, folks. Thank you for the call, sir. Now let's go ahead and talk to John, who disagrees, head of the line from San Marcos, Texas. Go ahead, John. You're on the air.
Hello, Alex.
Yes, sir.
It's usually been my observation that people who howl the most about illegal immigration are the ones who don't like Hispanics in the first place. How do you feel about that comment?
Well, I mean, that's an ad hominem attack. It's baseless. This is a sovereign nation. At the highest levels, we had about 200,000 immigrants a year right up until the early 20th century. Now we have 3 million illegal plus a year, Fed Zone numbers, and 1 million plus legal. Can
what's
we...
illegal?
Pardon me, sir?
And what's illegal? This country used to belong to them in the first place, before it was stolen from them.
Well, no, I know that. And that's my bigger problem, is that in Mexico City and in all the Mexican textbooks, they teach that the Southwest belongs to Mexico and they are involved. And Mexican presidents say this in a La Reconquista. You know what that word means, don't you? The reconquering of the Southwest. And in World War One, the Mexican government, funded by the Germans, attacked the Southwest. 23 Americans were killed in one night alone in South Texas when the Mexicans, with the under German control, attacked the U.S. Then with Hitler, they tried to attack again in World War II. Did you know about that?
I don't know about that.
I bet you don't know about that. Put him on hold. We're going to come back to you. We're going to give you an education after the news. How's that sound, Bubba? I'm not the one putting up billboards saying this is Mexico. I'm not the one saying death to America. Whether it's the globalists or illegal aliens trying to destroy my beloved country, I'm going to defend against it. Okay, Mac, we're going to come back. We're going to educate you. All right, right here on the GCN Radio Network, association with MS Communications, PrisonPlanet.tv, and PrisonPlanet.com are the websites. I know history, punk, and you don't.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.